banks, and consumer advocates.
There are fewer job openings in the U.S., but hiring is still on the rise. The U.S. Labor Department reporting that job openings were down 5.7 million in May, about 300,000 fewer than April. Hiring, on the other hand, increased 8.5% to nearly 5.5 million people. And for those of you who guzzle coffee like it's your life's blood, well, rejoice. A new study from researchers in the U.S. and Europe say you're less likely to die from heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Activists in California looking very closely at a violent arrest made by police in the Los Angeles area. Here's more.
The video shows a man and police officers on a driveway of a Santa Ana home fighting. The cops can be seen punching the man several times and even using a taser. Officials say the man is a known gang member who stole a truck with another man and recently led officers on a short high-speed chase. The fight started after the man bailed and officers tried to put him in handcuffs, but the guy kept fighting. Inside the truck, police found drugs and a phony gun, but it's still unclear if the guy was on drugs at the time of his arrest. For now, the officers remain on the job. I'm Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The funeral has been held in New York, where thousands of officers turned out to salute an NYPD policewoman who was assassinated in the line of duty.
Officer Mia Sota's familia's oldest daughter, 20-year-old Genesis, wrapped her arms around her 12-year-old twin siblings as she teared up, talking about how proud she was of the love that her mother poured out for her children.
She's looking down upon us, that she's still taking care of us, that she's still awarding us with these opportunities.
Genesis says her 48-year-old mother felt it was a calling to become an NYPD officer.
I miss your big, beautiful brown eyes.
The police commissioner told the three children the sea of blue outside this building will always be here for you. In the Fordham Heights section of the Bronx, Scott Pringle, New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station here in Flemington, New Jersey, at the Hunterdon Chamber offices on Main Street. If you ever have a chance to come by here, this is a beautiful restored building, a Greek Revival style, I think it is. The name of our program today is Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. So I have a couple of points and questions for you. So where exactly do business people go to get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. Business is changing at a very rapid pace, and frankly, we all have to be lifelong learners today. There's not a moment goes by that there aren't opportunities to learn ideas and tactics and strategies that can help us be more successful in our business. Regardless if we're the entrepreneur or the business owner or even an employee, this information that we discuss here in the program is really beneficial for everyone. So today I'm so excited to have a guest. I'd like to introduce you to her. Her name's Audrey Kirshner, and she owns AK Studios. And Audrey, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vicki. It's really great to be here. I was very excited to come.
Well, I'm excited to have you because you're into the world of marketing, which is my thing. So I'm really anxious to have you share ideas with our listening members here. And I'm probably going to have some questions for you, although we have come up with a list of topics that may take us well beyond the hour of this program, which runs from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So before we can get started, I'm going to move into a word from one of our sponsors and the weather, and I'm going to come back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And taking a look at the weather, it's overcast, and according to the weather report that I'm reading here, it's 86 degrees here in Flemington, New Jersey. This afternoon, we're looking at isolated showers and thunderstorms, and with chances of precipitation at about 20%. Now, tonight, they're predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms before 5 a.m., I guess, tomorrow morning, and then a slight chance of showers. So I guess you're going to still have to have your umbrella and raincoat handy. I never saw so much rain in my life. It seems it rains every other day nowadays. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms and also possible, and this would be possible after 9 o'clock in the morning. It will be partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. It's going to start getting hotter by midweek. And there will be calm winds becoming west about 6 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. And the chance of precipitation is at about 20%. So when we come back for the next weather report, I'll give you an extended forecast through to the middle and the latter part of this week. So our guest today is Audrey Kirshner. And Audrey, it's great to have you here. Where is your business located?
It's actually located here in Flemington.
It is. Where? What's what?
We're very virtual, so we run everything pretty much out of my home and out and about. I go see a lot of clients
you
in
do.
Their space.
Okay.
Yeah, it gives me a better sense of who they are and what they do when I'm in their turf, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea that you get a sense of who they are. You see the body language when you're in front of them, certainly, and you see their environment, which
yeah.
is really important. You gave me a wonderful bio, and I'd like to share this with our listeners. You have over 15 years of experience in the marketing world, and you've been at the helm of corporate branding and communications, digital marketing, print marketing, and multi-channel campaigns across several industries. With your knowledge as both an internal strategist and at agencies, your knowledge is backed by so many results. You've worked on many marketing campaigns worldwide. That's interesting. And you know the ins and outs of creating end-to-end strategic plans. And you also know the importance of implementing a cohesive plan both online and off to bridge the gaps between digital and print marketing to position your clients for success. So you have a great background, which I loved reading about and learning about. You have earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in Business Management. With a minor in psychology. That's helpful.
It's extremely helpful. I think that served me better than the business degree.
So you really you have the ability to read people, so to speak, ask them the right kinds of questions that you need to have answers to.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
kind of tease out where they're trying to focus themselves or what they're trying to do without them having to say it explicitly.
Yeah. So when we were chatting about your business, it really occurred to me that you're kind of a one-stop shop when it comes to helping people with their marketing outreach.
Absolutely. I mean, for a company that needs that, where they need to just go to one person to get everything, that's really what we're designed for. But then we're also flexible enough where if they just need one thing, you know, if they just need printing or they just need photography, then we can just come in and do that service and support them there. So I can work with other companies to help them create that whole market feel, or we can come in and do the whole thing for them. Everything we do is very customized,
yeah,
right down to the individual person.
That is so important. Over the years, I think I've run into a number of marketing people who treat every customer the same, and one size doesn't fit all.
No.
And you have to be able to ferret out what's important to the customer, you know, who their target is, what their goals are, before you really can start a program. And then you have to obviously work on the different parts of it. One of the things we talked about was a game plan. When somebody comes to you and they know they need to get, they want more customers, they want to grow their business, they have certain goals, what are some of the steps that you suggest that they follow through on, or steps that you walk them through in order to be able to put together a plan?
Well, first I start out with, you know, we usually sit down for an hour over coffee, very relaxed in their, you know, space or out somewhere, and I really try to get a sense of who they are, what they do, and who their customer is. I always like to talk to them about, you know, who's that perfect customer, meaning who's that person that you want to spend money on to get to be your client. And then they kind of look at me like, oh, we all want everyone, but who do we want to pay money to get? And that really facilitates the conversation. And depending on where they are in their business, are they a startup? Have they been in business 1 year, 5 years? You know, have they added on something new to their business offering so that they have a stable business that they're launching from? Depending on all of those answers, I then go and think through. Sometimes we straw man stuff right there, depending on how much information we have. But we come up with a very succinct plan, and then I even back that plan up with a written proposal so that they have it. Because I throw a lot of, you know, there's a lot of back and forth with folks. And sometimes they get a little overwhelmed during the discussion, or maybe they're just so excited that they miss things, you know, they can't write fast enough.
Yeah.
So I always like to follow everything with in writing afterwards with them. You know, usually outline the plan, full proposal, so that they can go, yes, I want to do that, and then we can just go right into it and launch, because they're usually so excited when they sit down with me that they're ready to move some way, some shape, if they like what they hear.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, and J. Carver Levinson, in his books, talks about a 360 approach. And I've been talking about full circle approach since before I knew what guerrilla marketing was. But everything you do is connected. And I think that when people think about a step-by-step, in other words, do this step, then move forward to the next one and the next one, they're missing the point that the various projects that you work on their behalf, whether it's a brochure it's a copy that you're creating for them, that can be applied to a brochure, it can be applied to the website, to a newsletter, so that begins your circle of continuity. And Levinson says if you think of your business as being in a straight line, it leads right to chapter 7 and 11. And I love that quote, because that's what people, they'll say to me, gee, what's the one best thing I should be doing? Well, there is no one best thing. Would
right.
you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, they've got to take a full circle approach. They've got to realize that, you know, with all these different mediums out there for people to see you, they have to be prepared that someone's looking at your Facebook page and then they're going to your website and they have your business card right in their hand. So one can't be better than the other. They all have to be equally awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. As I mentioned to you that I'm going to be going to China to speak at the Pet Food Forum in August.
So cool.
And they I still can't believe I'm going, but there will be speakers talking about pet nutrition, ingredients, manufacturing, but they're one of the bullet points of lists of topics was marketing. So I thought, well, heck, I'll apply, and I got in, so I'm going there.
So wonderful.
But in developing I had material that I'm using, but I'm also enhancing it because as a lifelong learner, there's new information out there all the time for marketing. And so you know, I created a graphic where to show that there is There's online marketing, there's offline, but there's also traditional. And all of it, those are all of the elements in each of those segments are touch points with the target audience. Traditional being running ads in a newspaper, for example,
right.
or being a speaker somewhere. But it's just, it's amazing how much you have available to you. It's a matter of what tools are you going to choose.
Exactly.
And because it can be overwhelming. And having somebody like you who can say, okay, based on the nature of your work and who your target audience are, these are the things that would work best for you.
Absolutely. And I think that's where some people get overwhelmed is there's just too many options out there,
yeah.
not enough money.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, where do I put my money so that I get the people that I'm looking for? And so that's where I like to start with folks is, you know, first off, you know, once all your visuals are where they need to be, then it's like, okay, how do you spend wisely based off of what I do? Because it's not one... If one thing works for company A, it may be a flop for company
exactly.
B.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
it all depends on what they do and who their target is and how they're trying to talk to them.
That's right. Interesting. Well, we're going to listen to some of our sponsors and then come back and continue this fascinating interview.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business here at the Flemington location for the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station, and I have a wonderful guest, Audrey Kirshner, and she's been sharing with us a lot of marketing ideas and tips and considerations for people who want to achieve their goals by and to build their businesses. So, Audrey, you and I were talking about brand, the importance of branding, and I was just I spent the morning actually reading some new articles on branding that came across my desk as the lifelong learner that I am, right?
Right.
And one of the statements was that it's not so much the importance of the product but the importance of the brand because people buy the brand. So can you talk about that? Because I think that that's an area that I really have not focused on. I know that a brand is made up of a lot of different elements, but talk about branding to us.
Really, when you boil it down, brand is what you want the consumer to see it as. So it's not about you as the business owner. It's not about whatever you're selling. It's what they're buying. And it has to start with trust, right?
Right.
From a psychology perspective, is if you're confusing someone or things just aren't working out in their head, they may not trust it, and then no is where they start, right? Versus everything is in sync with the brand, all the messaging, the person giving the message. Once it's all in sync, the trust is there.
All right.
And then they're much closer to yes, whatever it is. So they're not buying a product. They're buying an idea, and everybody wants to trust what they have in their hand. And a really good brand identity can take you a long way. And then the rest of it is the rest of the materials that support it.
Right. Now, when it comes to building that brand, having a story to share with your audience is really important. So how do you present that to your clients? Do you get them to think about what their story is that they can share?
Yeah, usually they have the story. I spend more time teasing the story out of them, right? Most people that I meet, they don't just out of the blue decide to do something, right? They do it because they've had an experience. They want to make something better. They believe in something.
Yeah.
That experience, that belief, that personal connection is their story. And they really have to take that and then turn it into a brand.
Yeah, they do. And so I think people forget about that part of the story. In fact, so often I'll read a website or I'll listen to an elevator speech, and they always talk about themselves. So many people, not everybody, but many people talk about themselves in terms of we do this and we do that. But as you pointed out, it's all about the audience that they're
trying
to reach.
Here's what I have and what it can do for you is really where your brand story has to eventually get to. You're right. But they think, well, I got to tell you about me first because everybody's attention spans are so short that, you know, that's why visuals in a brand are so important, because it actually, if you do it the right way, it conveys that story visually. And you don't need as much words.
It's interesting that you say that, because I teach classes in trade show marketing, and I go to many, many trade shows a year. And there are products that can be demonstrated to get that visual in the minds of that audience. But it's so many people don't bother to create the visual and the hands-on experience. I've been to pet industry trade shows where somebody has a brand new dog food. It's in a bag, but they don't bother to put any of it in a dish so you can touch and smell it and maybe even taste it. It's supposed to be, made from human, human
exactly.
food.
Exactly. Does it look appetizing?
Right. How does it smell? What's the consistency of it? So when I first got in the pet industry, my original partner and I sold a brand of dog food that looked like an oversized rabbit pellet. And somebody said to me, gee, that food won't cause bloat because it was particles that were compressed together. So that gave me the idea of putting it into a glass of water so that people could see that it would flake apart. And although you couldn't make any health claims, people can draw their own conclusions.
Exactly.
So we would have an Erlenmeyer flask with our food in it, and then one next to it that was a regular kind of flask with a Purina or some other brand in there. And it would get all puffy and yucky.
Yes, I remember that.
And that was my idea. Now that came. See, I worked for Xerox before I went in the pet business, and of course you could demonstrate a Xerox machine. That was a no-brainer.
Right.
But I thought, how can you demonstrate dog food? But to this day, nobody's actually demonstrated dog food.
But what you did is so powerful because you're in a trade show, right? We're all walking down the aisles, and you kind of get overloaded. But if you see something like that, you stop because you're trying to figure out what it is.
That's right.
And they're either going to figure it out or they're going to stop long enough to let someone explain it to them, whereas a lot of times they're just zooming right past.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So hands-on experience demonstrations are extremely important. So that all adds to that brand identity.
It does.
And it made a huge, huge difference over the years. We talked about the fact that people are concerned about the use of technology and how to harness that energy. And I know that in my own classes and through the counseling that I do, people are just not clear about how to use it and actually what's even out there. What are some of the things you talk about with your clients?
I try to keep that conversation as simple as possible because, technology is changing so fast. And now you've got this relatively new, if you think about it, social media. And there's stuff that's coming and going. And if it's not going, it's changing. Yeah. And, you know, how to really figure out how to use it as a business person versus using it as a consumer or just a regular person. Right. It's daunting. I mean, sometimes I look at it and my eyes cross. And I look at that stuff every single day. So I usually, depending on what the person's business is, I try to key them in on maybe two, no more than three different mediums outside the web, right? Because you got to have a website, business card, website, check, check. But then with social media, you know, you can't do everything. It's just too much. And then your quality dilutes, you know, the quality of your message dilutes because you're trying to hit too much stuff. So that's usually what I do is I always start there. Facebook is pretty much a given for almost everybody.
Yeah.
And I try, unless they're very specific, I try to steer people away from Twitter, especially if they're not really social media savvy, because Twitter's a bit of a minefield. and there's so many other great platforms out there that you really don't need it.
Yeah.
Not unless you're doing a lot of customer service, like a heavy customer service business, then I might have them venture into that. But we try to steer clear of that one. It's a little too angry and messy.
I heard a story one time. There was this gentleman who was waiting in line at a hotel to check in.
Mm-hmm.
He was there maybe for a convention, so there were a lot of people. And he was so frustrated that he sent a Twitter message out saying that he was at a certain hotel in a certain town, and he was so upset because he was waiting forever to get registered to get his key. Well, somebody from a neighboring hotel saw his message and wrote back and said, I'm sorry to hear you're having this trouble, but I hope you'll get through. Of course, he mentioned his own hotel's name.
Mm-hmm.
And the next time that gentleman went to that city, he stayed at the other guy's hotel.
Yeah. And that's where something like that's powerful.
Yeah.
But you got to have a large team in place to monitor all of that and scoop up those opportunities.
Right.
And most businesses don't have the bandwidth for something like that to make it effective for them. But, I mean, a lot of companies, bigger companies, definitely do that. And it works because people... You know, we all get frustrated, and when someone actually listens, oh my goodness, you know, it goes right into our heart. We're like, they're listening to me. I'm going to patron them.
That's right. Yeah, so that was kind of neat. So.
Yeah.
What's your thought about LinkedIn?
For business to business, it's good. It's just a tough nut to crack sometimes because people are on LinkedIn usually while they're at work, if they're on LinkedIn. It's not as frequented as other social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to make connections. Like when I meet people, I mean, I do business to business and I love LinkedIn. When I meet people, I try to connect with them right away and try to keep up a conversation and usually take it offline, get it into email because it's more personal. The one tip I have for everybody with LinkedIn is get that profile completely filled out and get all images up there and make them look really good.
Yeah.
Because that's your virtual business card.
Yeah.
You know, it offers you a background image. Use it. Make sure your profile picture is professional. You know, it doesn't have to be on a white background. It can be outside, but, you know, make sure, you know, you're not wearing a tank top. You know, look the part of what you do.
Exactly. How do you want to be remembered? And I think people forget about that.
Yeah.
I see that even at trade events and other places. If people are dressed. I've seen people that were sloppy on a plane, and then when they get to where they're going, then they get all dressed up and put the makeup on, or the women get the makeup put on.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, they've developed a brand identity that may not be too positive.
Right. You know, you're part of your brand, right? We were talking about that.
Exactly.
And then if you're creating that conflict where you're not dressed or presenting yourself as your brand, people are like a little confused.
Yeah.
So, you know.
now, one of my hobbies is metal detecting. And
nice.
So I'm in with a group of people that are metal detectors on LinkedIn. Now, that's a C2C environment, but it would seem to me that there must be metal detecting companies or retailers or salespeople that would be listening in, so to speak, in the conversation so that they can get ideas on how to sell more of their stuff. So I do tell people that they need to identify the target audience and where is it that audience hangs out. And if they're hanging out somewhere on LinkedIn, for example, they need to avail themselves of those groups.
Absolutely.
So they can pay attention. So.
Absolutely. I have a client, he has a cleaning service, and the one thing that he and I are talking about is getting him on Pinterest and him actually putting up pins about DIY cleaning, because that is such a huge topic on Pinterest. For whatever reason, that's where people go to learn
that's
about DIY
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So would I tell a lawyer to do that? Probably not, right? He'd be on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But for what the cleaning company does, it's a fantastic
that's
place
great.
For him.
Good exposure.
So talk about what, you know where your audience is hanging out,
that's
you know,
right.
and
exactly.
then go and hang out with them virtually
right.
or even in person.
That's right, yeah. Well, we're going to break for a quickie news break and then look at some weather, and then we're going to come back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would certainly say Don Jr. did not collude with anybody to influence the election.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about emails that Donald Trump Jr. exchanged with a friend setting up a meeting with a Russian lawyer. Huckabee Sanders said if you want to see collusion between a political party and a foreign country, look to the Democrats.
If you're looking for an example of a campaign coordinating with a foreign country or a foreign source, look no further than the DNC, who actually coordinated opposition research with the Ukrainian embassy.
A new report says that ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights made the claim to several news outlets, saying he was killed during a Russian airstrike. There have been a number of faulty reports about Baghdadi's death for a number of years. U.S. officials say they remain skeptical about the new claims. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. And I'm taking a look at the weather report here. And right now it's about 86 degrees outside and it's cloudy. Scattered showers tonight, tomorrow, slight chance of showers again. And then Wednesday night, another chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. So I guess you need to be prepared for that. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 a.m. in the morning. And again, it'll be partly cloudy. And I have heard it's going to be especially hot on Thursday. So make sure you can stay in a nice, cool place if you can. And there's a chance of rain at about 40%. So it doesn't sound like Thursday is going to be a very nice day. But nonetheless, here we are in Flemington. And I don't know if it's raining at the moment. Doesn't look like it as I look outside. So going back to our guest, we have Audrey Kirshner from AK Consulting. Oh, no, I don't have your name of your company right. AK Studios is the name of your business. I get, you know, I really...
Well, you do talk to a lot of people.
I talk to
okay.
a lot of people. I'm so glad you're here, though, because we're talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. And we've talked about having a game plan. We've talked about the importance of branding and using technology. And if you can't use the technology yourself, or you can't harness it, you need to really find help to do it.
I don't. Absolutely.
Can you refer people to individuals that can help with social media, or do you?
We actually do social media. We can set up. Yeah, because I mean, I've been doing social media for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
It really interested me. I like to tell people I had my Twitter account before Oprah did, and I was back on LinkedIn when you had to be invited to be a member. You couldn't just sign up.
I remember that.
Yes,
oh,
so that was. back in definitely back in like the 90s, all of that happened. So for whatever reason, it just drew me. It fascinated me. Just kind of like now, you know, 3D virtual reality, augmented reality fascinates me. Yeah. I think there is a place for all of that in business at some point. And I'm watching it very closely to see when it kind of hits. Because like I said, it fascinates me and I enjoy learning so much. So definitely can help out with social media and not only with getting everything set up, but if the person, you know, the company doesn't have time to do it, I have staff that can actually
do it all
on their behalf.
That's really good. I have bought several items that I saw on Facebook. There was a there was a device called an up cart that has three wheels on each side of the cart that can go up steps or down steps. And I went to see the I saw a demo on Facebook. Then I went to the company's website and saw another demo. I ordered it the same day, and I had it 2 days later.
I know.
It's just, it's amazing.
It is amazing. It's that, it's just everything. The world has shrunk even more with something like that, where you can get something within 2 to 3 days. And, you know, and that's where the two together, you see something in one place and you confirm it in another, and then you're like, I'm ready to buy. It's awesome. And then if someone else says something wonderful about it, that's the one thing I love about Facebook, is you can actually recommend other companies. So I'm part of a bunch of groups on there for Hunterdon County, and there's always people out there going, can someone give me a recommendation for this? Can someone give me a recommendation for that? Because even though, you know, we've never met in person, me telling you that so-and-so is great at what they do is extremely powerful.
It really is. It's having that word of mouth and those people that somebody will listen to somebody who's had experience with it, even as you said, as a stranger.
Yeah.
Even more so than talking to their mother or their girlfriend anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, because there's that degree of separation.
Interesting.
You know. We're optimists at heart, I guess. You know, we want to think the best of everyone. So if I haven't met you, then you're the most smartest person I've ever met. And I'm going to use the same dentist you do.
Yeah. That's, plus, people will check many different resources, too.
Yes.
Before they make decisions to buy, you know, quite often. So based on all of the things that you do, how do you – I know you have competition. We all have competition.
Absolutely.
So how would you differentiate yourself if you're talking to a client who's perhaps – or they're a prospect and they're giving some thought to hiring your services, what would make you stand out in their minds?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with whether or not I'm a good fit for them. You know how you meet someone and you just have instant rapport and you like each other and you just get the other person? It happens in business.
Right.
So I always tell everybody, you know, when we meet that first time, we're kind of checking to see if this is a good fit for both of us, not just, you know, I'm not just there to get every piece of business I can. I want it to be a good fit because, so I think to answer your question a little more directly, one of the things that made me start my own company was that I wanted the ability to say, no, you're not the right client for me. You can't do that when you work for someone else. And certainly when I worked in agency, couldn't do it. So not that they're probably the perfect client for someone else, but maybe they're not the perfect client for me. And I want the ability to do that so that I can help someone who is the right client for me the best way I can.
Yeah.
So I'm really all about making sure that their company grows, and I care about that. And then I care about it enough to care about my company enough to make sure I always have the right types of clients surrounding me so I don't get burned out, angry, cranky, you know, all those things that can happen when you're doing something like this for a very long time. So I think, yes, I think that selectiveness. And then I just bring a lot of energy. I'm a high energy person, and I want to like what I'm doing in order to bring that energy.
Exactly.
So I think that's one of the things that differentiates me. I'm not going to just try to do everything for everyone. I want to do the right things for the right people that make sense for me and for them. I want it to be a win-win.
And in that process, you're demonstrating the passion that you have for all of this and the passion for wanting to help people.
Absolutely.
Because people buy the... what's interesting to me, people will say to me, well, when I'm looking for customers, I have to sell myself. Well, you have to be likable. You have to build that relationship. But in the end, you're selling people on the benefits that they will gain from doing business with you.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of people think that their prospect buys the features, in other words, what they do, but they're really buying what they get in the end.
Yeah.
And so that's where, when you're talking to somebody, you need to figure out what their goals are, and you need to explain how you're going to get them there.
Right. So. And I kind of have to be as committed to it as they are. I feel like we're in it together.
That's a very interesting point, because I have a friend who teaches selling skills, and I've added some of his material in my sales classes, and one of the things he talks about is that in my own words, you're working in tandem with somebody. There has to be a demonstration of sincerity that there's a problem that needs to be resolved, and the willingness for the two parties to work together. So it's not a matter of your client sitting back and you doing all the work.
Right.
It has to be a meeting of the minds to determine what the problem is, how you're going to solve it, and what you're going to do to get you to those
goals.
That's
absolutely right. It's a partnership.
It really is a partnership, and I think a lot of people just don't realize that.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially if you're this is the box I try to put everybody in, and, you got to kind of fit.
Yeah.
But a partnership, it's like, well, no, I'm going to tweak this, I'm going to do that, and then you're both in it together.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to be successful, because everything doesn't always go as planned, and there's always bumps and hiccups and things happen.
Yeah.
But I think if you have a lot of trust in the bank, right? That's what Covey said. You can get through those a little better if you're both in it together.
Yeah. I had a client one time who was an IT professional she actually did websites is what she did. And so she felt that some of her customers were not giving her the feedback that she needed in order to continue and to proceed with that website. So she actually put together a flow chart that showed that the steps in that process of creating the website with a drop dead date, when they wanted to have it completed. And she pointed out that I'm going to come to you for certain information, and if you don't have that to me by a certain time, that date's going to be moved out further.
Yep.
And so I think that was a way of her building a relationship with a client to get them to work with her.
Yeah.
To collaborate together on that.
Everybody wants to know what's expected of them. Right?
Yeah.
And so as a client, you're like, okay, well, she's expecting these things, so, I'm either going to do it or I'm not. I love that, and I think that's always a good hallmark of someone that does a good job of project management. So not just websites, but anything.
Anything that you're doing.
Yeah. I remember reading an article once that said, Thanksgiving Day dinner is project management. You just don't know it.
That's a really, really good point. one of the other things we talked about were networking groups, and you may know some of the ones that I go to, but it's a good idea to have the online and the offline endeavors to build awareness. And so people need to consider any networking organizations or trade events that are going on in the industry that they're focused on. But when it comes to B2C here in New Jersey, there are a number of places one can go to build awareness. And I often say to them, don't assume that you're going to do business with somebody at a networking event. I believe you go to learn something. You go and perhaps help other people. You can then say who your target audience is, and maybe you'll do business with somebody in the room. But more often, you're going to hopefully get a referral from somebody who trusts you. But that doesn't happen overnight, like we talked about.
Right.
Trust,
that takes a while.
It could take 6 months or more for that trust to build. And so the groups, obviously we have the 100 in Chamber, which has a lot of different networking events that go on. There are chamber-wide organizations or meetings or get-togethers that you can go to. But then they have the North, Central, and the South smaller groups. In fact, I'm going to be speaking at the one in Flemington, here in Flemington next week.
And I will be there. I go to Leeds meetings every month as much as possible.
Yeah, that's good. So I'll see you there.
Absolutely.
My talk is going to be entitled Strategic Tips from Harvard on the Highway.
Wonderful. I'm really glad they adopted the learning and the networking together.
Exactly.
It's been really great.
I totally agree with you, and so I'll be doing that. But I belong to BIG, Believe, Inspire, and Grow.
Okay.
That's a women's networking group, and the women, I belong to the Chester Long Valley group that meets up in Chester at Toys with Love. And the people I meet there are primarily newer entrepreneurs. And, of course, I've been around the longest of anybody. But it gives me a chance to help other people.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is all part of business today, is really helping others. And then I also belong to BW Nice.
Oh, me too.
And they have a meeting tomorrow. Are you going to that tomorrow?
No, I'm not. I'm actually trying to help get the Bucks County chapter off the ground.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do their communications for that chapter. But I started in Hunterdon County way back when Diane was actually hosting and moderating it herself, and it was just the one chapter.
Oh, my gosh. That's really... Well, they have great speakers.
They do.
And I'm going tomorrow because they're going to be talking about travel tips.
I saw the email.
I'm not going to do that one because I've been trying to travel more.
Well, I like you said, you're going to have a big trip coming up,
I
so
know.
I'll
probably
get some tips from her.
I've had trouble getting my visa from China. She'll probably give me a better way of getting it.
She might. Tips on what to do when you get there.
That's the thing. I need to figure that out so that I maximize my time in 6 days that I'll be there. So that should be, after speaking for a half hour, I will have a lot of free time.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go on to hear our sponsors, and we'll come back for a conclusion.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We've had a great, great meeting here today with Audrey Kirshner. She's very skilled in helping her clients develop a marketing plan so they get found and can achieve their goals for business, either sustaining what they have already or perhaps growing the business into certain directions that are important for them. So I'm really here. I'm glad that you're here. You've given us some really good tips.
Oh, good.
I appreciate that a lot. So then the question is, who is your target audience?
So while I will work with anyone that needs my help, I feel I provide the most benefit in that medium to large size company where they know they have marketing. They have a budget laid out, but they're not quite sure what to do with it, or they have a marketing person that needs help, or they just want to outsource the marketing altogether. That's really where I find that I can do the most good, is with those folks. But again, startups, I'm more than happy to have a conversation, and then they may come back to me in 3 to 6 months and go, I'm ready, and I'm there for them.
You're good. So how do you find these people?
I do a lot of networking. That's why I asked you. I was like,
okay.
And the one thing I know about networking is that, you create a circle and you get to know everybody in that circle well. You put the time in, but you got to create new circles. And so I'm always looking for a place to create a new circle so that I can get to meet other people. Because I agree with you so much. It may not be the people in that circle that are my client. Yes, some of them are, but it might be someone that they know. And because of the fact that I know them and they trust me, they're going to make a recommendation to someone else who's going to pick up the phone and call me and go, so-and-so said I should call you. You know, and that's really what I try to do is build a relationship, not for the person sitting in the room, but for someone that they may know and want to help.
Right.
Right? Because we all want to help someone. And then when we're given the opportunity, it's a wonderful thing when that circle comes back. Yeah. So I try to create circles wherever I go. So I have... You know, I do the chamber here. I'm part of a BNI in town.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. I love my BNI group. And then I'm part of BW Nice. And then I also have a circle that I've just recently become part of in New York City.
Really?
Yeah. It's for technology and entrepreneur startups. And they meet at different rooftop bars in New York City. So I go in once a month, and I've even got people there where we're kind of creating a small little group, which is really nice. It's fun. So, again, another new circle.
That's interesting. I was president of Somerset Hills Business Network for a number of years, and it was I don't think the group is going to continue. It existed for many years. Mm. After a while, I decided to pass the wand or
the baton
to somebody else. But networking groups, sometimes they don't last for a long time. It depends. But Somerset Hills Business Network was an affiliate of the Gateway Chamber of Commerce out of Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And they actually manage about 10 or 11 chamber groups. So somebody who joined one of those groups or Somerset Hills could be attending events at the other chambers at the member rate. Once you join one, you can go to all of them. So it's important for people to see what areas, events are going on. Of course, they can find them on Meetup, and that's another thing. There's one that I just went to one meeting for a group called Da Vinci, which is totally different than any other groups, and they have very interesting networking events, not your traditional ones at all.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But I may try to join it in the fall. I'm too busy right now to do it right now. But they have for the men, they go to a shooting range and they learn how to handle guns and target practice, and it's a networking event. They go to nice places for dinner. They have some interesting events. The meeting that I went to was in near Raritan Valley Community College, in a gorgeous barn that was restored,
and the owner
allowed the group to meet there. It was so cool.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of groups out there, but Da Vinci is one for people to check into. It's totally different.
Especially, you know, we could go to a gun club. I'm up for that.
Are you up for that? Well, that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then if there's one that does skydiving, I'll do that one.
You'll
too.
Do that too.
I'm a little adventurous.
They also had one recently for ballroom dancing at a place in Chester, New Jersey.
Sure. Why not?
You ready?
Why not? Right.
So there's plenty of things you can do out there. The life is not dull.
Right, and that's so much more fun than standing around having a cup of coffee.
That's true.
It's a lot more relaxing.
That's very, very true. Now, one of the final things I just want to mention, I say to some people that if they are focusing on a particular industry, they may not know who needs them in that industry, even though they're maybe quite qualified to help a number of people in a particular category of business or an industry. So it's a good idea to reach out to people who know people. And you're doing that through your circles, but you could also do that within a given industry. So when I show people, actually a chart, I do a graphic on horizontal and vertical marketing, and I see the light bulbs go in on. So an example, I'll give you an example. If, I met a woman who was making veils and headpieces for brides. She had no idea who was getting married, but she could partner with the cake baker, the wedding planner, the catering hall,
right,
the invitation people, the florist, the band.
Absolutely.
And in that way, she would be able to connect with the bride.
Right. In BNI, we call those power teams.
Yes, and I love power teams. That's absolutely.
Yeah, I try to have several power teams, like bookkeepers, accountants, they're, you know, HR people. Those are people that I try to have in my power teams, no matter where I am. So
Years ago, I belonged to one at BNI in Stanton Ridge, and there was a fellow who was had a third baby on the way and had to move. So there was a realtor in the group that helped him sell the old house and then to buy a new one. There was the attorney that could do the transactions for both properties. There was a title insurance guy in there. There was a mortgage lady. And then the lady that cleaned houses did both houses.
Right.
And he'd just go to work every day.
Yeah.
Knowing everything was taken care of for him.
And the wonderful thing about tapping into that and taking those recommendations is that these people see each other every week. They know each other really well. And they're almost like a well-oiled machine. They're like a little company in
exactly.
and of themselves.
Yeah.
So they know, you know, one person starts a sentence, the other one finishes it. It's not like, you know, you're trying to bring a disparate team together and get them to work together. That team's coming to you, already built. How wonderful
exactly.
is that? So.
Yeah. So that's a concept that a lot of people do not think about.
No, they don't.
And
but
it's so powerful.
It really is powerful.
So
I guess that's another good tip, right? If someone says, you know, I've got people I work with, you should at least try them out because, you know, they'll just send each other stuff.
Exactly.
And they'll just work on your behalf seamlessly behind the scenes.
Right.
And it'll feel easy.
And they trust those individuals. They're not going to refer you to somebody that they don't trust
Absolutely.
Because their name's on the line.
Exactly. Well, and I'm a big proponent of that. I never like making myself look stupid by referring someone that's not
right.
good at what they do.
So we have just a couple more minutes left here. But can you just share how people can get a hold of you and what's your website? And
My website is my name right now. It's AudreyKirchner.com. So that's AudreyKirchner.com. Or you can call me. My cell phone is my business phone because I'm kind of always working. And that's 908-963-1509. And I love to text for our texters out there. And then email works too. And that's AFKERCHNER@gmail.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll see you at the networking event tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. You're going to be in Bucks County tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Next Wednesday is
Next
when
Wednesday.
We have leads.
That's right.
The
when
19th.
We have the leads in the
yes.
that's at the Hampton Inn.
Yes.
Here
it's
in Flemington.
At the Hampton Inn.
And I think it starts about 7:30. I think I
you
wrote
can
it
get
down
there
today.
Between 7:30, 7:45.
Okay.
Everything kind of kicks off at 8:00.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, but we get to mingle and chat with folks.
Yeah.
And have coffee.
So I get a whopping 10 minutes to talk.
I know. Isn't that hard?
So I'm going to take a handout. I like to give out handouts when I talk. This way, people
too.
Leave with something.
Yeah.
So I haven't put it together yet, but I'll just whip up something, some little article to hand out to people. So I want to thank you for being here. You're great.
Oh, thank
you.
Know,
look forward to seeing
thank you,
you
for having me. This was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and it's wonderful to be able to share information that will help people to be more successful. Because where do you go to get all this information? Really, you know. I mean, people can take classes at Raritan College, which is definitely a good idea, and the classes taught there are taught by people who have been there and done it. But beyond that, you have to have a lot of resources, I think,
for learning.
What
I told someone once who was trying to do it all herself, I said, you know, it takes a village to raise a business.
Yeah.
So you've got to pick the right people and not try to do everything yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So thank you for being here, and I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. These programs are in the archives. So you can just go to the 100 Chamber Internet Radio Station website, or you can find us through the Chamber's, a link on the Chamber's website. And all of the hosts have their programs archived, and I hope that if you've missed this program, please listen next week. I'll have some more surprises for you. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would certainly say Don Jr. did not collude with anybody to influence the election.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about emails that Donald Trump Jr. exchanged with a friend setting up a meeting with a Russian lawyer. Huckabee Sanders said if you want to see collusion between a political party in a foreign country, look to the Democrats.
If you're looking for an example of a campaign coordinating with a foreign country or a foreign source, look no further than the DNC, who actually coordinated opposition research with the Ukrainian embassy.
A new report says that ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights made the claim to several news outlets, saying he was killed during a Russian airstrike. There have been a number of faulty reports about Baghdadi's death for a number of years. U.S. officials say they remain skeptical.